Maliki Yawm al-Din. Master of Judgment Day. Master of the Day of Decision Making. Where precise, accurate audits and accounting will take place. Everybody will answer precisely for what they did. I own that day entirely. In other words, don't just start thinking I'm only merciful. I'm going to take your account too. The word deen, I'll work backwards, the word deen means accurate, precise loans that are owed at a particular day. It's like you owe Allah your deeds, and you owe Allah whatever you did in this world, and He owes you compensation, payment, punishment, reward, whatever He owes you. All of that will be delivered very, very precisely. And He says He owns that day, Malik. But some of you know there's a different recitation of that too. Malik. Malik and Malik. Malik means owner. Malik means king. Is there a difference between an owner and a king? There is a difference. Are you the king of your pencil or the owner? If you're the king of your pencil, you have very low self-esteem. Okay? I am the sovereign of this water bottle. You're the king. Owners are of small things. Kings are of what? Big things. On judgment day, are big things going to happen? He's the king of them. And on judgment day, are the smallest things going to be counted? He's the owner of them. He covers everything. Because if you just say, Malik, owner, you cover the little things, but you leave what? The big things. An owner is not the same as a king. The king sees the entire territory. But the owner sees the little things. You know micro and macro? Right? Malik covers the micro. Malik covers the macro all at the same time. But why didn't you just say He owns and He's the king of judgment? He said He's the owner and the king of the day of judgment. Why did you add the word day? Day is a unit of what? Time. Now let me tell you. If I was walking around with a bag and somebody told you I own the bag, does that mean I also own everything inside it? If I own the bag, logically, I own everything inside the bag. Allah first says, I have complete control over that day, the big things and the little things, by what two words? Malik and Malik. Then He says, I don't just own judgment, I own the day. Everything that will happen inside that bag. What I mean by the bag is what? The day. So if He owns the day, He owns every last detail of that day. Now let me tell you about owning time, just a little bit. Human beings, it's impossible for us to own time. It's impossible. We can't even own 1 second. Let me tell you why. How many things will happen in the next second? How many things will take place in that container that we call 1 second? Is there only things happening in this hall? Things happening across the entire existence in every second. When Allah says He owns time, He takes control of everything that's happening in it. Time is like a bag that things happen inside. Right? He took absolute ownership, complete control over every last detail, every little record, every little deed, completely captured on Judgment Day. Which leads me to talk a little bit about Judgment Day. This is a little bit of a digression from our main topic, but I do want to tell you something about Judgment Day. What's the opposite of mercy? The opposite of mercy is punishment. Either somebody does you a huge favor or they punish you. Did Allah mention punishment in Fatiha? No, He didn't. You know, on the one hand He mentioned mercy. That's extra. Then in the middle there is justice. Zero. If you put it on a scale, the positive side is mercy. The zero point is what? Justice. And the negative side is what? Punishment. Allah didn't even mention the negative. All He mentioned was what? Justice, day of judgment, day of decision making, where justice is served. He mentioned the zero point. Why? Because as far as in our religion, there's no difference between punishment and justice. In our religion, there are two kinds of people on judgment day. People who get Allah's mercy, two people who get Allah's justice. Only two kinds of people. There's no third. There's no third kind of person. One of my favorite accounts of judgment day is when we get our books. Some people are given the books in their right hand. Other people are given their books in their left hand. May Allah not make any of us from them. People who are given the book in their left hand are given the book behind their back. So it's bad, and then it's really bad. Because now it's bad, because you know it's in your lifetime, but you don't even know how bad. Why not? Because you're like, what's in there? Dude behind you like, whoa, that's messed up. Like, what? Like, you can't even see, because it's behind your back. وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِهِمْ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِهِ. Now, the guy who's given the book in his right hand, can he at least see what's going on? Okay. But even the ones who did good deeds, does anybody just look at their book? Oh, okay, I got it in my right hand, it's a good feeling, but it's still scary or no? So scary, because you're about to go through the security checkpoint where your book is opened. And the auditor goes line by line by line. It's terrifying. You ever seen those booths at the Travel Security Administration at the airport? Nowadays, it's gotten easier soon after, you know, more recently after 9/11, when I used to travel, I used to get the VIP treatment almost every time. Right? You're about to go through, you have to take your shoes off, and all that's normal now, right? But then they look at your face, and they go, okay, you step over here, sir. We have to ask you about your favorite color, or whatever. Right? So they take you. So I was kind of used to that. I was kind of used to the entire, like, process. One time I was traveling to Vegas for a Quran conference. I swear, okay. I'm in the masjid, okay, Okay, so, I go to Vegas, I hand the guy my boarding pass, he says, must have been, let me go. So I was like, this is not normal. And the first thing that came in my head was Hisab and Yasira. This is an easy audit. People will bring their book. If you notice, page 17, I think I caught a Laylatul Qadr. And I marked this other page, I forgave a friend of mine. That should be worth like Jannah, right? I've highlighted with a marker which good deeds. I make sure I get credit for those. You bring the book and the angels are about to count your deeds and the angels are instructed, according to the Prophet ﷺ, they just say, it's okay, just go. You're about to open your book and go page by page and the angel says what? Go ahead, sir. We understand. We got it. Right before the angel said, you're good to go. You're good to go. Were you nervous? Yes. But now you're on the other side. You're on the other side. The moment you get on the other side, the Quran describes, he says, ha, ulukra'u kitabi. Hey, look, guys, look what I got. So good. I knew I was going to do good. Inni zanantu anni mulaqin hisabiya. I so knew I was going to do well. Allah even records that in the Quran. Subhanallah. And the Prophet warns on the other side, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innahu man su'ila yawm al-qiyamati faqad halaka. Whoever even gets interrogated once is dead, is done. If the book gets opened, good deed, good deed, good deed. Oh, what's this AMC theater, Friday night, April 24th? Who's that with you? Oh, I got the full name here, okay. And what is that about? Can you explain yourself? Done. Finished. No more interrogation. If you get questioned once, you're done. So we ask Allah Azza wa Jal for His mercy on Judgment Day, and we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to skip over our precise judgment. Allahumma hasibna hisaban yasira. Oh Allah, give us an easy audit, an easy reckoning on that day. All of us, no exceptions, myself, yourself, everybody, all of us have plenty of mistakes on our record. Plenty. Plenty. None of us are safe from that. None of us. So Allah put both of those things together.